see extra camouflagealistic super constellation. Even though the sound of it will cause you consternation, if you fly it long enough, it'll give you constipation. Extra camouflagealistic super constellation. When I was in Texas, up flying 130s, my wing commander told me, old JJ, you must go up to the far off Northland, the land of ice and snow. You'll fly the Lockheed speed brake, it's very, very slow. We fly and fly and fly and fly and fly and fly and fly, because it takes so long for us to climb up in the sky. But even after all of this, we still aren't too high. That's why the pilots sit around and all they do is cry. One day the engineer yelled out, we blew a BRT. The AC calmly turned around, said feather number three. The young stud in the right seat screamed, oh dear Lord, why me? To think I finished high enough to get an F4C. The Buffett doesn't have much speed, it really is quite slow. It won't go anywhere if on its nose the windows blow. We fly around in circles, we go and go and go. That is until the firelights begin to buzz and glow. Now that we're in Thailand, we share the base with Thuds. All see them gaily walk around in all their fancy duds. They sit upon the bar stools, just sipping up the sud. Oh gee, I wish that I could fly that great big ugly thud. Here's the story of the speckled bug, Lockheed Super R. It's gained less fame in the air than it has in all the bars. But if you jeer a Connie man, he'll answer without fail. I bet you mother standing round can't handle that much tail. We spend our monthly earnings out chasing Taipu Yang, and nightly lifting mugs of cheer while dirty songs we sing. We've learned our lesson very well on how to be a stud by watching all the throttle jocks who fly the super thud.
Oh, yeah.
We have our own great heroes, each a wondrous guy, and if you'll hear their hairy tales, the drinks they'll gladly buy. Once a mighty major brave was up where the VC roamed. He saw two shots of AAA and brought the mother home.
Yeah.
We fly our speckled buffs away up in the sky. That's how we spend the whole damn week, just fly and fly and fly. We fly in tiny circles round over near the fray. But will we ever join the fight? You'll never see the day. The flak that Charlie throws at us while in the darkened hours is really such a pretty sight with all its sparkling showers. Does it really scare us or chill us to our bones? Hell, half the crew is sound asleep while the rest eat ice cream cones. I long for the time to come when I can get some rest and go back home to the big BX where the loving is the best. Till the job be done, our tour complete should either be the same. And these damn bus go to TWA, the place from which they came.
Right, in the back.
It's the extra camouflagealistic super constellation, number one priority in all of the nation. McNamara chose it in a fit of desperation. Extra camouflagealistic super constellation.